Welcome to the Bartkop Report. It may be short, but he knows what to do with it. And now, a few words from Bartkop.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a special phone call coming up next from the Bart phone. You're never going to guess who it is. It's the Governor-nator.
I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger, Bart. You know that.
Good evening, Governor.
Good evening, Bart.
How was your speech?
I thought I had a fantastic speech. I was pumped up for it. The people were applauding. It's better than winning an Oscar, of which I've won so little.
I thought it was great, even considering the lies you told.
There are no lies being told, Bart. As you know, I came from Austria, and I am now a citizen of the United States. And I did that with honesty and integrity. Now, you must remember, I am the man who saved Florida from the atomic bomb from the terrorists. I am telling you right now, there are no lies. There are no true lies either. So you can't go there. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. I tell the truth.
I think that would make Elijah Dushku your daughter, wouldn't it?
I'm sorry, what did you say? It's pretty loud here in New York because of the convention. Could you repeat your question, please?
How are the New Yorkers treating you today?
New Yorkers love me. They love me so much. And I love them back because I have so much in common with New Yorkers, as you know, because New Yorkers are full of immigrants. And they know that I'm an immigrant. And therefore, I'm very popular. And in fact, there was once one guy from New York named Richard Dawson. He and I did a game show on The Running Man. As you know, New Yorkers love me.
I hear you have a secret family in New York City. Is this true?
That is lies. Lies, complete lies, and I'll tell you who said that. It is by some guy who keeps saying that I have a secret family, but I don't have a secret family. It's well known that I have one. There's no secret.
So those checks you wrote to one Wanda Lukey for $2.5 million each year for the last 7 years, that explains what?
No, Wanda Lukey, those are residuals. She was in a movie with me, and I'm just paying her what is her due. There is nothing wrong here. I am the Terminator.
Well, I must say, I thought it was a surprise that since you are a admitted sex offender, it seemed unusual that the GOP would use you to soften the image of a brutal murderer like George W. Bush.
You see, there you go. You're just asking girly man questions, and I refuse to answer them the way you think I'm going to answer them, because I'm going to answer them the way I'm going to answer them. I am not a sex offender like people are thinking. I did some things in my history that, you know, I can pass an FBI exam for now, just like our current president. But, you know, I was a kindergarten cop once. Would a kindergarten cop be a sex offender? Would, you know, I, Danny DeVito was my brother once. He's my twin brother. Would a sex offender have Danny DeVito as my twin brother? I don't think so. You can't get me with this collateral damage. You're being a predator against me, and I'm just not having it. Not today, not tomorrow, not the third day, the fourth day, or even the sixth day. In fact, these are the end of days. I'm going to shut up and be Mr. Freeze on you, okay?
Governor, I think you've just set a record for lifting the most cliches in 1 minute.
It's a talent I have from coming from Austria, you know, and I'm just glad to serve the great state of California, because Gray Davis had his total recall, and it was very important for the Californians to put another right-wing Austrian into power by dubious means.
Governor, I wonder if you feel a special closeness to George W. Bush since your families both worked with the Nazis in World War II.
You know, you keep asking these questions, Bart, and I can't answer them like that because that's not who I am. You know, so I tell you what, why don't I ask you a question myself? You say you like tequila. I must tell you tequila is for girly men. You must drink Jägermeister. Jägermeister is for real men. If you drink tequila, it just shows you are third world, and we can't have people like you talking to the Americans, because Americans are who I am, because I have a citizenship. I am Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do you have a pre-speech ritual you go through? Anything you do before a speech to psych you up, to get pumped up, to speak to the crowd that loves you so much?
I appreciate you asking me about what I do before my speech, and I tell you, I do have a regime, if you will. It is something... Oh, hold on one second. Oh!
Oh, you stupid goon! You stole my drink!
I'm sorry. I can buy you another drink. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I don't care. I've got stuff to do. We're going to go have cocktails with Michael Moore. Come on, Barbara.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Jenna Bush. George...
Don't say that. Look, no, I don't want to talk to you.
No, you don't want to talk to me, but I just want to tell you I'm a big fan of your father and I'm a big fan of your whole family. Well, and I tell you what...
Dude, I'm only here because I'm supposed to be here and I have to be here. And if I don't be here, I get cut off. So,
but you're looking very good to me right now. I'm thinking, can I touch you right
here?
Grope you a bit right here.
Well, we seem to have lost contact with the groping governor. Let's all hope Jenna Bush was able to get away from the governor. But that's the Tuesday special report from NaziCon 2004. Tomorrow night, we will have another report. We have signed an exclusive contract with Dick Cheney. We're going to talk to Dick Cheney tomorrow night, right after he gets done speaking. So if you tune in late enough, you'll hear my conversation with Dick Cheney. And then Thursday, Koresh Willing subscribers will hear my special conversation with the monkey.
And that was the Bartkop Report, brought to you by Bartkop.com.